Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire. Welcome to my show, 3 hours on Friday. Today is June 18th. And I'm going to open the show with my commentary that comes out on Sunday through Creator Syndicate. I wrote it yesterday, and therefore I got it in time for the show yesterday. And I read it on the show yesterday, but of course not everybody who listens to my show listens every day or every hour of every day. And so some of you have not heard it, and I think it's so important. I read it last night in my speech and my question and answer with the Sun City Summerlin Republican Club, standing room only crowd, jammed the place, biggest get-together, the only get-together since the day COVID started, and I'm so honored they thought to have me there for their first big event after COVID, post-COVID, and the place was jammed. I didn't notice a single person wearing a face mask, and I knocked it out of the park, grand slam, home run, and everybody heard this speech and loved it. So here it is. And really, the whole show will be devoted to this. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. The election was stolen. Not only did I dominate and get an incredible ovation last night because of my talking about, honestly, about a stolen election and that President Trump's the rightful president of the United States, but I then gave a speech today on Zoom to the Republican Jewish Alliance. There's a Jewish Republican Alliance, JRA, I believe it is, of Los Angeles or of California. And they usually have live events, but because of COVID, they've gone to Zoom events. And I did a Zoom event today. Usually they have about 1,000 people watching. And I did my Zoom event, and same thing. I turned a one-hour interview, 45 minutes of it at least, must have been devoted to why I know the election was stolen. And they were so pleased that somebody is willing to put their name on the line and their reputation on the line and say what every single Republican knows. The election was stolen. Trump won the election. Every Republican believes this. Let me give you another great example. My great buddy Kip Herridge runs VRA, which is a Wall Street Investment Advisory newsletter and advisory service as well. And so, you know, look, you'd assume, I'm always honest, I'm always fair, you'd assume that a majority of the people who invest on Wall Street are Republican conservative, but it's not all of them. There are definitely liberals and moderate Democrats and even rhino Republicans who don't like Trump who invest on Wall Street and who are leaders on Wall Street. Lots of people on Wall Street don't like Trump. And he put out a poll on his own Twitter site. On his own Twitter page, whether the election was stolen or not. And he asked, you know, all his fans to weigh in. And, you know, poll after poll in the real world shows a majority of people, about like 51%, believe the election was stolen, and like 70% of Republicans believe it was stolen. And both Kip and I know those polls are lies. They're rigged. They're complete fraud. They're fake news. They always oversample Democrats and oversample people who aren't registered to vote, or oversample people who are registered to vote but don't actually vote that often. But when you go to people who really care and are really engaged and really read the news and are intelligent, they all know the election was stolen. So Kip tried that theory out. Almost 10,000 people answered his poll. And 97.3% said the election was stolen. 97.3% in Kip Herridge's VRA poll said the election was stolen. That's the number in the real world. Now, that may be not be the number of all people in the real world. That's the number of all Republicans. That's the true number. Every Republican knows the election was stolen. And they all see the country is being stolen. It's a socialist is moderate in this Democrat Party. This is a communist takeover of the United States. Here's my column. What difference does proving a stolen election make all the difference in the world? Remember when, remember that famous Hillary Clinton line about Benghazi? She asked, what difference does it make in front of Congress? She meant, it's over. It's old news. Why rehash it now? Nothing will change. Of course, that was convenient for Hillary and Obama. They lied and heroes died at Benghazi. The last thing Hillary or Obama wanted was an investigation. Democrats are saying the same thing now about the 2020 election. They say, what difference does it make? Trump lost. It's over. The election is certified. Biden's the president. Nothing will change. You're wasting your time. Again, that's pretty convenient. We are a nation of laws. That's what made America the greatest nation in world history. Without laws and investigations and arrests and convictions, we might as well be Haiti or Cuba or Venezuela or Zimbabwe or Mexico or any other lawless socialist hellhole around the world where people live in misery and malaise with no rights while the government and despots and ruthless criminals do whatever they want to the people. We are America, and we can't let that happen. We must investigate and pursue justice no matter where it leads. That brings me to forensic audits. Forensic audits will uncover the truth, and the truth will set us free. The truth will prove even the Democrats and dummies, and I know, I repeat myself, Democrats are dummies, that we were right. Trump was cheated. The election was rigged and stolen. Trump is the real president. Biden is not the rightful president of the United States. You can feel it. The tide has turned. We are so close to proving Arizona and Georgia were stolen. A dozen other states are planning on forensic audits. Soon all the dominoes will fall. Proving the election was stolen will make all the difference in the world. Of course, Democrats and the fake news media frauds know that. That's precisely what they're so afraid of. They're scared to death the truth's about to come out. And yes, they're scared to death because they don't know where it will lead. They don't know what the citizens will do once they realize the election was rigged and stolen. Democrats will say it's too late. They'll argue nothing could be done. Stolen election or not, Biden's the president. End of story. Tough luck. Well, I'm not an elections lawyer or a constitutional scholar. I'll leave the question of whether Trump can be reinstated as president up to the legal experts. But I know this. Bad things will happen to the Democrats if it's proven they stole the election. All hell will break loose. Democrats are in a world of trouble, and they know it. On a minor scale, here's some of the things I could imagine happening next. Once we prove the election was stolen, Democrats are finished. This is like when a famous business mogul and philanthropist is found to be a criminal who stole everyone's money. Ask Bernie Madoff. Although he's dead, you can't ask him anymore, but you get the idea. Ask Bernie Madoff. Everyone hates you for the rest of all time. You're a pariah. You can never walk out of your home. You can't show your face in public. People scream shame at you wherever you go. Your legacy is destroyed forever. Lawsuits will fly. Legal fees will cripple the Biden administration and the Democrat Party, and donations will dry up. Biden will be the lame duck of all lame ducks. He will never pass another piece of legislation. He won't be able to leave the White House. He might as well be a convicted criminal. The White House will be his prison cell. Republicans will win a landslide in 2022. The GOP will control both houses of Congress. Even voters who don't like Trump will feel guilty that his presidency was stolen. Trump will be a lock to win back the presidency in 2024. That's all separate from massive protests, million-man marches on Washington, D.C., unrest, civil disobedience, and the prospect of 74 million Trump voters withholding their taxes to bring the Biden government to its knees and force Biden's resignation. And then there's the criminal charges. Thousands of Democrats were involved in multiple states in the greatest theft in America's history. I call this treason. That's life in prison or worse. This won't end well for Democrats. So now you know why they're panicking, wouldn't you? So yes, proving the election was stolen is the whole ball of wax. It's the whole kitchen sink. It's the whole kit and caboodle. It changes both the history and the future of America. God bless forensic audits. And God help the Democrats when the American people see proof the election was stolen. That's my column that comes out this weekend, and I'm sticking with it. I'm just doubling down and tripling down. The election was stolen from Trump. The election was stolen from Trump. Democrats stole it, and we got to rip them down. No one has a right or a reason to listen to Biden, anything he says. Biden is not our president. Biden is not my president. Biden is not president of the United States. Biden's a fraud. Biden was elected under criminal circumstances. We have no reason to listen to a word he says. And that's what's got them so worried. So the reason I decided to open the show with that commentary is because here are the news stories that we'll cover today. Election development. Election worker Ralph Jones, another commie scumbag, is now caught double counting ballots at the State Farm Center in election night in Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. Multiple individuals push multiple ballots through multiple tabulators multiple times in Georgia. This is illegal, and law enforcement did nothing. Those are an example of stories. Twitter has subpoenaed. Twitter is subpoenaed in Georgia lawsuit involving Fulton County election supervisor Wandria Shea Moss. Developing, Georgia investigators' 29-page elections report discovered and released reveals massive election integrity problems. The evidence in Georgia keeps piling up, just like Arizona. Stacey Abrams texting Arizonans to pass the S.1 legislation that gives Democrats more ability to cheat. This woman, with her buck teeth, her gap-toothed smile that makes me want to vomit. This woman, Stacey Abrams, is at the center of everything bad in America today. She's the one who coordinated the steal of Georgia, not just for President of the United States, but for two United States senators who lost by the skin of their skinny chin-chin. It's all Stacey Abrams. Now she's trying to weave her magic poison and fraud in Arizona. And then you got Colorado Secretary of State who said yesterday, she will not allow any forensic audit ever in Colorado. You know why? Because they stole Colorado. There's massive fraud in Colorado. As I said to the Republican Jewish Coalition today, as I said to them today, the reaction of the Democrats is how you know the election was stolen. If you say to someone, did you murder your wife? And they go, no, actually, I did not murder my wife. Here's 12 reasons why. Then you probably conclude they didn't murder their wife. But when you ask if they murder their wife and their response is, no, no, I won't talk about it. I won't mention it. I will not speak about it. No one can investigate it. Then you know they killed their wife. Democrats will not investigate because they know they stole the election.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarus. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download in iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Hello folks, J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the veteran and wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to VetsAndHorses.com. That's VetsAndHorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to VetsAndHorses.com today.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root. So, when I left off with this story at the end of hour number two about the California Labor Union sending hundreds of paid activists to cure ballots in Arizona and Georgia, the music came on. I never got to finish the exact, the entire article. And I wanted to read you about this ballot curing section. It wasn't just that they made phone calls. It wasn't just that they went door to door. It wasn't just that they campaigned in person. It says, with most of the networks declaring the results still too close to call, the union worked on vital vote curing efforts, following up with people whose ballots were at risk of being discarded because they had filled out a line incorrectly or had a signature on the form that didn't match the one in the county's files. With hundreds of Unite Here canvassers helping to cure several ballots each, a whole heap of votes ended up being counted that would have been discarded otherwise in a state, Georgia, ultimately decided by only 10,000 votes. The union activists then shifted their sights to, that was Arizona. And then they shifted their sights to Georgia, conducting the same sort of operation for the state's January 5th Senate runoff, which helped to deliver control of Congress to the Democrats. Largely under the radar, courting a minimum of publicity, they helped craft one of 2020's most extraordinary political stories. They had developed a template for how, with the right kind of organizing and outreach, solidly red states around the country, even those with a long history of voter suppression, could be turned blue. Despite the deeply suspicious circumstances that the article brazenly confesses to, such as exploiting the IRS designation for social welfare organizations to access a vast endowment fund subsidized by hotel union fees, the left is now expressing outrage over efforts by Arizona and Georgia to audit and verify the votes by relying on similar methods. Activist groups supported by high-powered Democrat lawyers and even the Biden Justice Department have suggested that auditors' efforts to go door-to-door to confirm voter residences would be tantamount to voter intimidation in violation of archaic rules such as the Ku Klux Klan Act of 1871. So you could take union people and use union funds and send them door to door to get out the vote. Then when the election's over and it's too close to call, you could send them door to door to cure the bad ballots. So someone went door to door and said, this line was wrong. Your signature doesn't match. We're going to fix it now a week after the election so your vote counts. And then when you try and audit it all to prove it was fraud, they say that's the Ku Klux Klan. That's what's going on in the United States of America. Incredible. Energized Health is a sponsor of this segment of the show. Then I'll get to Victoria's Secret. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. They're pretty. They got a pretty good secret, too. They're regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. And you don't have to worry about what they say other people achieved. How about you just listen to your host, Wayne Allyn Root? Because I've only been on the program a few short months, and it changed my life, and I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat in the first 88 days, and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And everywhere I go, people tell me you look fantastic, and you look young, and you look thin, and it's just really fun to hear, you know, how this thing changed my life, made me a better me. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials, or cut to the chase. Call right now, 888-444-8895. Mention Ward, get 40% off, 888-444-8895, energizedhealth.com, 40% off by mentioning Wayne Allyn Root, 888-444-8895. And then we get to Victoria's Secret, which came up with this brilliant strategy because sales are down. And so they've decided to hire basically lesbians and transgenders and obese women and fire all the gorgeous models that used to walk down the catwalk that had every guy in America's tongue hanging out. And so now they're going to acquiesce to the whole feminist and lesbian movement. And the lingerie giant is trying to change the very idea of what sexy is. I'm sorry, but you can't change the idea of what sexy is. You can't send Stacey Abrams down the runway and try and tell me she's pretty. I'm sorry. She's not pretty. She may be a very smart woman. She is a very smart woman, obviously. Clearly. She's outsmarted all of us. She's outsmarted every Republican in America. She stole Georgia. She's trying now to steal Arizona. She's helped to steal lots of places, and she's created a template for every Democrat in every state to steal, steal, steal. So she's bright as could be. But she's not a runway model, and she isn't going to inspire anyone to buy lingerie at Victoria's Secret, so I'm sorry. By hiring transgender women and Megan Rapinoe, the soccer star with the most ugly personality the world's ever known, and plus-size women, transgenders and lesbians, you aren't going to sell any lingerie anywhere in America.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
War now. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republicans are calling for the vice president to be removed as border czar. Congressman Brian Babin of Texas saying the flood of illegal immigration continues and Kamala Harris has bungled the response.
It's been 3 months since Vice President Harris was given the title of czar, and she has yet to go down there. Unbelievable.
New figures from the United Nations reveal a major refugee crisis. More than 80 million people fled their homes last year, making 1% of the world displaced. The UN says that number would have been higher if it not been for the COVID-19 pandemic. Heavy rain and thunderstorms are moving along the Gulf Coast as the region braces for a tropical storm. The storm expected to drench the region through the weekend. Flash flood watch is in effect from Louisiana to Atlanta. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
This is Wayne Allen Root. Raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, just to give you some more perspective on what's wrong with Georgia's stolen election. We've two interviews in the last 24 hours about the fact that all over the United States, all these ballots appeared in the middle of the night by the hundreds of thousands, and almost every one of them was for Biden. 90%, 80%, 100% batches of 100,000 or more, all for Biden. But the other, and there were no witnesses, no Republicans in the room after Democrats said they weren't going to count anymore. They started counting again, mysteriously. But even worse than that, a lot of these ballots were perfect. They were pristine, like nobody ever touched them. They were made in a machine or copied in a machine and just handed in without anybody ever touching them. No human hand touched them. They never were sent in the mail. Here's some interesting speculation. So here's the problem. I see it now. Here's the very interesting speculation about problems with printed ballots in Georgia from blogger Cleaver Journeys, based in part on a previous report by Real Clear Investigations and sworn affidavits from election workers and observers. Where did thousands of mail-in ballots in pristine condition in Fulton County, Georgia, suddenly come from during the 2020 presidential election? They were printed by Runbeck Election Services in Phoenix, Arizona. But there's something very suspicious about these particular ballots. Who filed a U.S. patent application for a computer system for on-screen ballot duplication to be used for generating a revised ballot, according to application number 20190311031, Kevin Runbeck did, who obviously owns Runbeck Election Services in Phoenix, Arizona. From the Real Clear Politics report, the Biden votes looked like they'd been duplicated by a copying machine. Observers and follow-up investigations noted the barcoding was missing from the ballots. Prominent information technology specialist Javon Pulitzer testified Fulton County ballots in the general election for GOP precincts included a barcode, while the ballots in Democrat districts did not include the barcode. The ballots shipped by Runbeck were said to be already in the envelopes and were actually printed differently depending on the political leanings of the precincts. I mean, you get the idea. This is such a joke. This is such a travesty. You know, more than two dozen batches of absentee ballots were identified as having been double-scanned on the tally sheets. Five sequential batches of absentee votes each appeared with the exact same vote count, 392 for Biden, 96 for Trump, and 3 for Libertarian Joe Jorgensen. Many control sheets for absentee ballot batches counted during the state's audit did not check a box indicating the ballot came from a secure container, raising the possibility that ballots were stored insecurely or that multiple batches of ballots were sealed in a single container. It's really amazing. How about this one? According to Georgia law and even Stacey's law, meaning Stacey Abrams, 19,000 drop box ballots with no paperwork and no chain of custody should not have been counted or entered into the system. They should have been converted to provisional ballots until documentation was provided to formally authenticate them. That never happened. Biden, Ossoff, Warnock received 90% of the mail-in ballots in Fulton County. Had Ossoff received just 9K fewer votes, Perdue would be the U.S. Senator today for Georgia. Was it Sonny Perdue, I believe it is? It's really insane, and there never would have been a runoff, and Trump would have won the 16 electoral votes. This is before any consideration of the alleged 30,000 fraudulent votes in Garland Favorito's VoterGeorgia.org case. There are practically 333,000 absentee ballots in Georgia with no chain of custody records. I mean, the list goes on and on. I've got so much evidence here, and the judges never looked at it. The whole thing. Here's Pennsylvania. A fascinating animation of the Pennsylvania vote count. The automation is detailed in this Twitter thread roll-up. The bottom line, after half the votes are counted, Biden needs between 75% and 90% of all the remaining vote count to win and magically receives it as Trump's lead goes from 800,000 to minus 77,000. That would appear to be statistically impossible without tampering. Wow. An assessment, an election assessment in Fulton County, Pennsylvania, revealed five errors. Do you suppose this single county was the only one that experienced Dominion-related errors? Assessors found Dominion failed to meet the Commonwealth's certification standards. The election management system had Microsoft server data tools installed, despite the software not being part of the U.S. Election Assistance Commission's certified configurations, and that changes were made to the management system just 3 weeks prior to the election. There is no valid reason for the software to be installed on the system, and that the presence allows any user with access to change and manipulate the databases without logging into the database or the log files. You just see this stuff, and it just goes on and on and on. In every one of those states that was stolen, Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And, of course, I always add number six is Nevada. I'm from Las Vegas, Nevada, and this state was stolen, sure as I'm standing here. So amazing. I mean, look, how do you doubt that they're criminals? First of all, let me mention this. Do you understand in 2016 the DNC stole the Democrat primary for Hillary Clinton? They literally stole it for Bernie Sanders, who was on his way to victory, and they literally corrupted the entire process. So why would you assume they wouldn't steal a presidential election? They stole a presidential primary. And you must realize that Donna Brazile gave the questions in the debate between Hillary and Bernie Sanders to Hillary in advance. So there's another instance of rigging an election and rigging a debate to win the election. And then I sincerely believe they rigged the 2016 election, but Trump beat a rigged election. This wasn't the first rigged election he faced. He beat the first one. The only thing I could be mad at Trump about is I don't understand why he didn't have armies of 10,000 lawyers fighting this stuff, fighting every change in the voter rules leading into the election, and then fighting everything that happened after the election. He never had 10,000 lawyers. He needed an army of 10,000 great lawyers and never got it. And maybe it's because there aren't 1,000, let alone 10,000 lawyers in all of America who work for President Trump, a conservative. Lawyers are all liberal. They're like all teachers are liberal. All professors are liberal. Hollywood's all liberal. Social media, Silicon Valley's all liberal. Government employees are all liberal. You couldn't find a conservative among any of them who'll speak up. So same thing with lawyers. Lawyers are all liberal. And they're afraid to be the one that speaks up. Here's another bombshell. The NSA has had enough. The National Security Agency, they leaked massive crimes that the FBI committed. Here's a great article. Buckle up, kids. The National Security Agency has agreed to produce records about the FBI's illegal snooping on 16,000 Americans, according to a letter from the NSA this afternoon that suggests a political fight between the two agencies. The NSA replied to the exact request Clevenger provided to the FBI, where he received the response. It would take the FBI decades to respond. Below is the NSA's letter. Anyway, I'll save you the trouble. The letter basically says we're going to hand over the proof that the FBI spied on 16,000 Americans. Somebody at the FBI made the NSA mad, and they won't take it anymore. So who knows why they were spying? I got to assume it's Wayne Root on that list. Got to assume. It's every major conservative personality on that list. They listen to every word we say. They watch every text. They watch every email. They're trying to catch you in a crime. They're trying to find some reason to ruin your life. And they don't do it to anyone on the other side. It's just an attempt to destroy conservatives. They do it every day. By the way, if you want to take guns away from people, you don't have to take guns away from people. You know what you have to do? All you have to do is take ammo away from people, and your gun is useless. So ammunition inventories that were depleted during the pandemic are showing no sign of improving, according to Smith & Wesson. Gun sales in the U.S. have soared over the past 15 months as people sought protection in response to the wave of civil unrest that followed the death of George Floyd. Firearms enthusiasts also stocked up to prepare for the possibility of stricter gun regulations during the Biden administration. But the unprecedented demand for firearms has made it difficult for manufacturers to keep ammunition on the shelves. It's widely known the ammunition shortages continue. There's so much interest in guns, but no one has any ammo for the guns. Smith & Wesson shipped nearly 2.5 million guns last year, up 70% from 2020. Background checks have climbed this year another 6.8%. Last year, they soared 40% to 39 million plus. Wow. A survey of 1,800 customers conducted in April by market research firm Southwick Associates found three-quarters of respondents encountered out-of-stock issues when trying to purchase ammunition. 81% of those surveyed said they would like to have more ammunition. At some point, demand will certainly soften. However, frenzied purchasing and empty shelves often fuels further increases in demand. We do not see demand softening in the near future. Wow, I'd like to get in the bullet business. Sounds like that's where you make your money. Somebody needs to start producing, manufacturing millions and millions and millions of bullets. Someone's going to get real rich. Here's an idea for my next business. It's called me Wayne Bullet Root. I like it. I'll have more to say about Victoria's Secret when we get back. And some laws being passed by states that will, in fact, make elections more secure in the future to give me a little bit of hope. Good one in Michigan. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, the Warrior.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Raw and unfiltered. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, last segment of this week. First of all, I have to say happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day to you. Happy Father's Day to you. Easy for me to say. It's been a long week. Oh, my gosh. If you saw what I did the last 3 days in a row. But this is kind of my life every single week now. I'm exhausted. But last segment of the week, off to a wonderful weekend. And I want to wish all of you a happy Father's Day. I'm a Father's Day Father's Day guy 4 times over. I have 4 kids. My oldest daughter is going to be Dr. Dakota Root in another few months, and she is 29 years old. And my son Hudson is 21 years old, and my son Remington is just turned 17 years old, and my daughter Contessa is 13 years old. So I'm a father 4 times over, and therefore 4 times the fun on Father's Day. They're coming to dinner with me this Sunday night for Father's Day. So great stuff. Happy Father's Day to all of you. I know how hard it is. I know what a hard job it is. It really is an extremely, extremely hard job. A little housekeeping. WayneRoot@gmail.com is my email. WayneRoot@gmail.com. RootForAmerica.com is my website. RootForAmerica.com. Parler is where you find my thoughts all day long on all the biggest issues at Real Wayne Root. So go to Parler, P-A-R-L-E-R, at Real Wayne Root. The War Raw Daily Podcast is available on iHeartRadio and lots of other places, Spotify and Apple and Google Play and Amazon. So go check it out. And also I want to mention the sponsor of this show, last but not least, VRA. For more than 30 years, Kip Herridge has been the leader in the financial industry, working at the highest levels of Wall Street. He left Wall Street in 2003 when he realized they weren't doing anything for the little investor, little guy or gal, trying to make some money on Wall Street. So he founded VRA, otherwise known as Vertical Research Advisory. And so I've known Kip for so many years, and I've seen his incredible results firsthand. He is literally the Nostradamus of Wall Street. His net gains over the last 7 years, over 2,600%. Not 26%, not 260%, 2,600%. More than 2,600%. Through his daily updates, Kip tells you exactly what to buy and then when to sell and take profits. He is not a day trader. Let him prove to you how the VRA system works and how he beats the market. He's giving you 2 weeks free. If you're a fan of Wayne Allyn Root and a listener of Wayne Allyn Root, join at VRAinsider.com, VRAinsider.com, free 2-week membership. So let me get back to Victoria's Secret. There's a good article here about it. I want to read you some of the highlights. So gone are the beautiful angel supermodels who've long represented the women's lingerie company. And they've replaced them with the likes of angry feminist lesbian Megan Rapinoe from the women's soccer team, the Trump-hating gay soccer player. She's their new brand ambassador. Even the standard size mannequins on display in their stores didn't make the cut, as the forms representing the female figure will now come in new shapes and sizes. When the world was changing, we were too slow to respond. We needed to stop being about what men want and be about what women want, said Victoria's Secret CEO Martin Waters, who obviously knows absolutely nothing about anything. The paper said the company has been scrutinized heavily in recent years for its owner's relationship with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein and revelations about a sexist corporate culture. So now, you know, to prove how woke they are, and to get away from the Me Too disaster, the world-famous sexy runway models are being fired and replaced by women famous for their achievements and not their proportions. The Times reported other women tapped to represent the company include, these are the people that will be out on the, you know, on the runway. Eileen Gu, a 17-year-old Chinese freestyle skier, 29-year-old biracial model, and inclusivity advocate Paloma Elsler. I mean, it's a joke. Who was a rare size 14 woman on the cover of Vogue. And Priyanka Chopra Jonas, a 38-year-old Indian actor and tech investor. Look, it's a model. She's a tech investor. Unbelievable. The new brand ambassadors include Valentina Sampaio, a Brazilian transsexual model, South Sudanese refugee Adut Akek, and Amanda De Cadet Cadenet, founder of Girl Gaze, the digital platform for female photographers. The radical left Rapinoe, who was one of the first athletes in the world to kneel for the national anthem, called the company's traditional marketing approach really harmful and declared that functionality is sexy. As a gay woman, I think a lot about what we think is sexy, and we are afforded the ability to do that because I don't have to wear the traditional sexy thing to be sexy, and I don't think the traditional thing is sexy when it comes to my partner or people I've dated. Who cares what you think? You have nothing to do with sales at Victoria's Secret. She thinks functionality is the sexiest thing we can achieve in life. Oh, my God. Here's a sampling of responses to the story. Megan Rapinoe, no one likes feminists, nobody. Even other feminists hate feminists. They're the least appealing people on the planet. Here's another one. Some of the dumbest people run the most powerful companies on Earth, and it's hilarious watching them destroy themselves. And then finally, here's another one. Dumbest brand strategy ever. Go woke, go broke. All of the ugly chicks agreeing with Victoria's Secret's new wokeness were the ones who didn't shop there because no one has ever wanted to see them undressed. Kind of sums up where it's at, guys. Goodbye, Victoria's Secret. Another company conservatives should tell to go to hell. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior, with you on USA Radio Network. Have a great weekend. Happy Father's Day. God bless you and your children.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.